Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome, everyone, to Wrestling with the Odds here on Fightful Overbooked. I'm Jeremy Lambert. I'm actually hosting the show today. And to my whatever side of the screen he's on, there we go. I don't know directions. There we go. It is SV3. You know him from FMC, from True Heel Heat, from Wrestle Talk, from a million other, from Believe Pro Wrestling, from Wrestle In now on the New Japan podcast. You got a million jobs, SV3. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing well, Jeremy, here to talk some NXT, something I rarely talk about too much, but I am here for you to talk about some betting odds. Let's put some money down on the Grayson Waller effect. Spoiler alert, let's put it down, everybody. It's time. It's time to jump in on the bandwagon. I'm leading the charge.
We will get to that match. We might actually start with that match real quickly. A little housekeeping stuff. Jarrett Bailey usually joins me and hosts this show. He's hanging out with Tony Khan at the Senior Bowl this week. This guy just he's gonna leave me soon enough. But yeah, Jarrett is doing the Senior Bowl for college football. He's out there in I'm pretty sure it's in Mobile, Alabama this week. So he's had a busy week. And I messaged SP3 at like midnight last night. I think it was legit like 1 a.m. And I'm just like, hey, can you do this? And you're like, of course. And then I realized you were recording another NXT preview today. I was like, I don't want to make you talk about NXT for 5 hours on a Wednesday. I'm so sorry, buddy. You're like, no, I got you. It's all good. So I appreciate you doing this for me.
No doubt. And NXT has actually gotten a little bit better over the last couple of weeks. They are featuring more of their good wrestlers and not their developmental talent as much as they were previously. So it's not that, pain inducing to talk about NXT as it was maybe 6-8 months ago.
Well, we're gonna lay some money down, some fake money down. The odds are courtesy of betonline.ag. Remember, folks, to bet responsibly if you are out there betting, whether you're betting on wrestling or anything in the world of sports gambling. Bet responsibly. If you win money, please give us a cut. If you lose money, it's not our fault.
And BetOnline should be sponsoring this preview. Because BetOnline, they sponsor Believe in Pro Wrestling. So come on, BetOnline, spread the wealth. Spread the wealth to Fightful Overbooked.
There we go. We do need that wealth. We always need money here on Fightful Overbooked and Fightful. And just in general, everyone needs more money. Right, SV3? Yes. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
At the end of this show, so this is going to be something we're doing for the first time, we are going to bet our own fake money on this. We can't, I don't think we can actually like use Bet Online. It's like bet on wrestling. It's an overseas thing. So we can't use that, but we are going to actually bet our money on this. So, you know, people, we feel included with the people. You see what we are betting on, and we will bet our fake money and start like keeping up with that. So that'll be at the end of the show. Let's get into this card, this preview SV3. Let's start with the main event. We have Bron Breakker defending the NXT championship against Grayson Waller. Bron Breakker, a heavy favorite in this, minus 700. Grayson Waller at plus 400. SB3, you said you're going Grayson Waller here. So you going to lay down some cash on Grayson Waller?
You know what? You gotta sometimes go for the underdog to make the real money. So you know what? Right here, right now, Fightful Overbooked, NXT odds. I'm going for the Grayson Waller effect. It's time to push the Grayson Waller effect. Honestly, guys, you guys have to understand. I was watching NXT even in the doldrums of the 2.0 era, and I did not like this Grayson Waller guy. I was like, why are they pushing him? I don't understand him. But this guy is a prototypical main roster heel. He is made for the main roster, but they're not ready. They're not ready on Raw and SmackDown right now for the Grayson Waller effect. So NXT needs to push the agenda, the Grayson Waller agenda. I put my money down on him at Deadline, and he paid through for me in the Iron Survivor match, and I'm putting my bet down once again, because this is a scenario where Bron Breakker doesn't have to get pinned. All Grayson Waller has to do is escape the cage. So I'm going to make big money when Grayson Waller's foot hits the ground at NXT Vengeance Day in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'm not saying you're stealing thunder from me here, because I see you are. I hear you're a big Grayson Waller fan. I hear you're going for Grayson Waller here. I have the same thought. I think that this is, if you're going to take the title off Braun, you can do it without pinning him here. And it does seem like it's time for a little bit of a change. And Waller's hot right now. And Braun, I don't know if he's going up to the main roster anytime soon or anything like that, but you can end the title run here without sacrificing him on a pinfall. I was kind of stunned to see that Waller was at this big of an underdog at plus 400. I thought this would be a little bit closer. I think there's good money to be made on Grayson Waller with this match at plus 400. So when we get to our lay down our money here at the end of the show, I think we're going to spend a good chunk of that on Grayson Waller.
Got to spend big to make big. And that's what we're going to do with the Grayson Waller agenda, man. This guy is so improved. He's got improved in the ring. He's very creative with his moves now. You know, just talking wise, he's one of the best talkers on NXT. Man, put your money down. Grayson Waller, me and Jeremy are here.
Exactly, exactly. Let's move on to our NXT North American Championship match. We got Wesley defending against Dijak. Wesley at plus 200. Dijak minus 300. What are you thinking here, SB3?
This is a little bit closer in the odds. This is the first big event for NXT, you know, besides Stand and Deliver last year outside of Orlando, Charlotte, North Carolina. So you would think we're going to see maybe a couple of title changes. And I think this is the other one here. I got Grayson Waller in the main event. I'm going with Dijak to win the North American Championship. I'm a huge fan of Wesley ever since he's been a Rascal, but he doesn't necessarily need the long reign, and you need to kind of put the stamp down that Dijak is back and winning this championship here.
It does feel like they're leaning towards Dijak, and it would make sense for him to win the title here. I was like, when I was checking the odds, I was hoping Dijak was a little bit lower than minus 300. I was hoping he was in 200, 100, something around there. So I'm going to be a little bit closer, because it feels like this is Dijak's to take. Minus 300, still some money to be made on him, depending on how much you're looking to bet. But he's one of the better favorites overall when it comes to who I think I feel pretty confident in winning and laying down a little bit of cash on him. But it does feel like this is Dijak's match to lose, and Wesley's going to have a relatively short reign.
Yeah, I was like, when the number popped up on screen, I was kind of surprised by that as well. I thought, hey, this is much closer than the main event, that's for sure. But I thought Dijak would be, like in that minus 200 range or so. But, you know, still some money to be made putting the money down on Dijak here.
Next up, we got Apollo Crews and Carmelo Hayes. Apollo Crews plus 300, Carmelo Hayes minus 500. Anything, any bets to be made here, SB3?
Damn, man. They raising up these odds so much, man. You got to put a bunch down here to even make a little bit of money on Carmelo Hayes. I think this is Carmelo Hayes match to win, even though the last time these two men went one-on-one, Carmelo won, but they did have that tag team match where Apollo pinned Carmelo. So technically they're 1-1. So it wouldn't be that big of a surprise if Apollo Crews wins here, and, you know, you can make some money down on Apollo. I think he's doing well in NXT, but I think it's Carmelo Hayes' time. I think they can set up maybe, you know, a triple threat. If we're right and the Grayson Waller effect is the new NXT champion, they could do like a triple threat as Stand and Deliver. But I think Carmelo is going to be in that NXT championship scene by Stand and Deliver. So unfortunately, because of these odds, I'm gritting my teeth at saying that Carmelo Hayes should win here.
I think Carmelo, this is all Carmelo Hayes. You got to bet big on Carmelo to get anything back. And I feel like Carmelo is a safe bet. Like, if you want to throw a good chunk of money on Carmelo, I'm not opposed to that, because I feel like this is a very safe bet. And minus 500 aren't great odds, but I've done this show now for the year. And like we'll see some here shortly. There's always some that is like minus 1000. So minus 500 isn't terrible if you want to put down, you know, $50 if you got that kind of money, something like that. But yeah, minus 500. There's something there with Carmelo. I don't see Apollo Crews winning. So a lot of times on this show, SB3, I will try to talk myself, because it's wrestling. You can do anything, right? I will try to talk myself into wacky scenarios of how you might be able to make money on these long shot odds. If you think maybe Trick Williams turns on Carmelo, if you think something happens there, and it's like, you know.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What? Maybe Trick does turn on Carmelo, and that leads to Apollo winning. Otherwise, I don't see Apollo winning this match. I don't know what it does for him compared to Carmelo.
Yeah, Carmelo is another guy where I just feel like he's like main roster ready already, but it's not even because he's so great in the ring. He's improved so much on the mic. It's because of that Trick Williams and Carmelo kind of chemistry that they have developed. That is a main roster ready act, them two together. So I would love to get on the Apollo bandwagon and say maybe Trick turns on Carmelo to make, you know, the good money that we can make just making a small bet and paying off big on Apollo, but I can't say that Trick and Carmelo should be split right now, because they are so great together. And yeah, I'm gonna be confident in going with Carmelo Hayes here. 2 out of 3 falls. It's gonna be a great match, though.
You gotta bet $100 on Carmelo just to win $20. Is that worth it? I don't know if that's worth it. It feels like there's better bets to be made, and we'll make some bets here shortly. Let's go on to the NXT Tag Team title match. We have the reigning defending NXT Tag Team Champions New Day at plus 150, Gallus at plus 100, Chase University at plus 800, and Pretty Deadly at plus 300. So there's money to be made on this match, SB3. Yes. Gallus, the slight favorite, at plus 100. New Day right behind them at plus 150. Chase U, not getting much of a shot here. Big underdogs at plus 800. What do you like in here, SB3?
This is an interesting matchup, too, because like you said, any of these bets will make you some money here. So, you know, I think Gallus is the favorite in the betting odds, because, you know, they're just coming back. A lot of people thought that Gallus was going to get a push when they first came to NXT back in the summer, and they attacked, you know, Diamond Mine. They looked like they were going to be the next champions after the Creed brothers. Then they get, you know, they lose at Worlds Collide, and then they get suspended. They're off for a few months as they deal with their visa issues. Real reason, y'all, breaking kayfabe here, I'm sorry, but that's the real reason. They had to work out their visas to stay in the United States, so it would be a huge moment for them to win here. But like we've already established, I'm seeing, you know, the title changes for the North American and the NXT Championship to make me some real money. So I will go with the New Day retaining here. I think that they will hold on to it in this matchup here. They kind of created more interest in the tag team division and in NXT overall with just being there. I don't think it's the right time, you know, their first pay-per-view defending the titles for them to drop the championship here. So I'm going to go with New Day to retain. But if you want to make real money, go with Chase U, my man Harlem Bravado, Andre Chase. Come on, man. I'm here for it. A little known fact, Andre Chase's independent name, Harlem Bravado, me and my missus first wrestling event that we ever went to, she saw Harlem Bravado and she was like, that would be a great name for a girl. So when she got pregnant, that's what she decided. It wasn't because I'm from Harlem. It was because of Harlem Bravado that my daughter's name is Harlem.
I did not know this story. I knew your daughter's name. I did not know it was because of Harlem Bravado. when he got signed to WWE, people are like, Jeremy, you got signed. Apparently people think I look like Andre Chase. So
I mean if you got a nice little, you know, trim off, the haircut.
This was when like I had shorter hair and I had my beard a lot more trim than it is now. I mean, people can see it on screen. It's very, you know, long, and I don't trim it at all. And I took better care of my hair and actually got haircuts more than, you know, once every 4 months, which is about the timetable I'm on right now. So yeah, it was when I had the short hair and the shorter beard, and people are like, Jeremy getting signed by So I mean, look, good looking man, Andre Chase, clearly. I think there's some money to be made on Gallus in this one. I don't know if New Day are long-term. I just don't. I know Shawn Michaels has said he would like them to stick around. Maybe they can get him around until WrestleMania season. It seems like they're actually going to have like some type of WrestleMania plans for them. So I don't know if they're going to be sticking around too long. And this is a match where I don't think it's not an elimination match, right? So there's money to be, like, they don't have to take the pinfall here. You can pin somebody on Chase U, or you can pin Pretty Deadly in this match. I think they're high on Pretty Deadly. Pretty Deadly was working main roster stuff throughout the winter. They were doing some live events and stuff. They're high on Pretty Deadly. I could actually see Pretty Deadly getting the belts back here. I wouldn't mind Chase U with them. Like at +800 too, they're like $5 bucks on them. Just to throw it out there, see what happens. Like, I'm not mad at betting a little bit on Chase U. We'll spend some money here, but there's money to be made on this match, no matter who you bet on. It's just who you feel confident in. And I feel most confident in Gallus, but I wouldn't hate throwing. We're gonna have to throw a little bit of money on Chase U.
And I like this matchup because it's not a foregone conclusion either way. Like,
you know, it's not.
Gallus is the favorites, but they're not far behind with the New Day. Chase U has an interesting story going on with, is Duke Hudson really a part of the team? They picked up the big win when I didn't think they were going to pick up that big win on NXT this week over the Dyad and Idris Enofe and Malik Blade. And then, like you said, Pretty Deadly. Not only is WWE very high on them, but the New Day have been like singing their praises on every interview that they've been doing. So you could see a scenario where any of these teams can win. And Chase U, their finisher, the Fratliner, great name. Great name. That's just a brilliant stuff of Michael Hickenbottom, Booker of the Year. And Gallus theme song is a banger. Hey, hey, bang, 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 bang. Oh, yes, I love it. I love all these teams.
I wasn't too shocked that Chase U won on Tuesday night because Andre Chase, Harlem Bravado, North Carolina guy, made sense to get him in that show.
Look at that. Y'all are both from North Carolina too.
I know. That's why other people. That's why people said it too. It's like, oh, look, both North Carolina guys. This was when I was living in North Carolina when he got signed. So yeah, it all came together. Like, oh, Jeremy is that's his doppelganger, Andre Chase.
What's going on with Fightful? Y'all got Harlem Bravado, Andre Chase on the payroll. You got Joe Gacy on the payroll and Joe Pearl. So what's going on with y'all, man? You're getting all these wrestlers from NXT.
Denise Salcedo is appearing on pre-shows.
You know? The fix is in. The fix is in.
I don't know what it is. Sean's at the press conferences being mocked by Cody. Yeah. Or I don't know what we do over here. SP3, you know, we just do what the hell we want over here and just hope it all works out for the best. That's basically what happens. The NXT Women's Tag Team title match. We got Katana Chance. I never get used to saying that. Katana Chance and Kaden Carter as -500 against Kiana James and Fallon Henley at +300. I don't think there's too much money to be made on this one, SP3. How about you?
Yeah, it kind of seems like a foregone conclusion that Katana and Kaden are going to get the win here. And please, WWE, please, Michael Hickelbottom, please, NXT, give these women a tag team name. Like, they've been tag team for how long? Like, 2 years? Like, they always talking about, oh, we're best friends. We've been tag team longer than everybody. Why don't y'all have a tag team name? Why we can't figure that out? Like, oh, man. They use the old finisher, the Skull and Bones of the Motor City Machine Guns. Why can't they be the Panama City Machine Guns? Or the Fort Lauderdale machine guns. Why can't they be something like that? I do like the story going on.
Okay, I got you. I got the name. SP3. Okay. Kaden Carter, Katana Chance, KC Squared.
That is good. That is good. That is good. I love it. So yeah, I think they are a good team. They work very well with each other. But I do like the story going on with Fallon Henley and Kiana James. If they weren't so overtly just a tag team for this show, and they're gonna probably continue their feud after, if they had, you know, actually built up to this matchup and had them, you know, slowly but surely become tag team partners instead of it haphazardly happening because Kiana James is basically honey dicking Brooks Jensen, then I would be more on board with making a good amount of change on Henley and James here. But it's quite obvious they're just tag team partners for this show, and KC Squared is gonna get the win.
It seems like they're setting up Alba Fire and Isla Dawn as kind of the next big challengers. So I think KC Squared is going to end up winning this one. I found a good parlay that I like that we'll get to here in a second, where you can actually get a little bit of cash instead of betting these -500 odds. But as far as a single bet, like it is with Carmelo Hayes, like you have to bet 100 to win 20. Doesn't seem very worth it. Our final match to preview the NXT Women's Championship match.
Jesus!
We have Roxanne Perez at -200. We have Gigi Dolin at +1200. And then we have JC Jane at +700. Roxanne, I mean, overwhelming favorite here, probably for good reason. They ain't taking the title off of her this quickly.
Did you say -200? That's -2000.
Yeah, -2000. Sorry. God. Yes, -2000.
That was my reaction, ladies and gentlemen. I was like, I'm looking back. I'm like, oh man, Carmelo's probably the biggest favorite of this. No, like she's four times the favorite that Carmelo was in that 2 out of 3 falls match. Man, I would put $1 on.
If you bet $1 on Roxanne Perez. Okay, so I'm gonna put this in the odds calculator here. $1, it's not worth it. You may as well just, you get 5 cents back, SP3.
No, I said I'll put $1 on Gigi Dolin. Like,
oh, okay. $1 on Gigi Dolin makes a little bit more sense. $1 on Gigi Dolin at least nets you $12. So
see? That's
better than nothing.
Why not? But I mean, I think these odds are very much on point here. It's very been this feud, this feud and the build up has been kind of alluding to the fact that Toxic Attraction are going to work together for the most part of this matchup. And then it's going to be a Shawn Michaels, Triple H, John Cena, Survivor Series 2009 scenario of who of the tag team is going to turn on the other first. Hopefully we get that start of that match where where G.D. Dolan just, when the bell rings, super kicks J.C. Chain out of the match, and we can have a real triple threat here, and it will at least be entertaining. But, man, like, I would love to put money down on Roxanne, but I don't have the amount of money to even make a good amount of change to bet on Roxanne here.
No, absolutely not. There's a parlay bet in play where you can tack on Roxanne, but otherwise, as a single match, yeah, unless you just want to throw a buck or two on Gigi or JC in hopes that I Roxanne ain't taking this pin, so in hopes that they pin each other, like that's the only reason to go anything from this match if you're just gonna basically toss $2 away or however much you want to bet, because it seems like this is Roxanne is winning this match. All right, let's get into some money to be laid down here, SB3. So this is a new portion. We did not do this for the Rumble. We did not do this for Wrestle Kingdom, but it feels like it's a good idea on a betting show to actually make some bets and put our fake money where our mouth is. So here we go. I've got the spreadsheet here. It's not even a spreadsheet. It's just a pages page. We're gonna start with $100. And we'll keep this to $100, and we're gonna, at the end of the year, we'll see how much we make or if we're, you know, in the hole. So we have $100, SB3. All right. Okay. How are we sparsing out our $100? Are we gotta bet something on just a singular bet on Grayson?
I think we hit 50 on Grayson.
Wow, that confident on Grayson Waller.
I'm going big on Grayson. No, yeah, okay. let me come down to earth. Well, let me hear your point of view. What do you think? Like, I think we should put our most amount of money on Grayson Waller, but I don't know if we should go all half, because that's a lot. I don't want to be in the hole too much because Braun wins LOL might become a new thing.
I'm not mad at Grayson Waller putting $50. I'm not mad at that, because there is a parlay bet that I like that'll get us some money. We don't have to spend it all. If we do spend it all and we lose it all and we're out $100, next time we do this show, I'll just say we went back to old Jimmy Van and he gave us an extra $100 to bet because Jimmy Van doesn't care. So there's unlimited fake money in this betting preview show.
Let's go.
We go to ATM Jimmy and get our money, and it's fine. Jimmy would pass out this fake money all day. It's when I ask him for actual money, he's like, I don't know about that, buddy. So we got Grayson Waller plus 400. We can bet 50. So we're betting 50 on Grayson Waller. So let me make sure my odds are correct here. So we're betting 50 to win 200.
Let's go. So
the payout would be 250. All right. So let's go. I'm going to put this on here. So bet $50, win 200. And I'll pop this on screen here in a second. Payout. There's probably a better way to do this. Maybe next time I'll have like an actual spreadsheet to do this, but for right now we just have our pages page. Okay. Take that away. There we go. Everyone can see that we, for Grayson Waller, we're betting 50 to win 200. Our payout is 250. Okay, so we've got $50 left here, SB3. Here's what I'm thinking a Carmelo, Casey Squared, and Roxanne parlay. Okay, so okay. I'll tell you what the odds are here for this, because we feel pretty confident in all three of those, right?
Yes. Like, yes.
Okay. So I don't know how much. Let's say for the sake of this, we do $20. So we've got Carmelo at minus 500. We have Casey Squared at minus 500, and then we have Roxanne at minus 2,000, which is absurd. So if we bet $20 on this, it's to win 1024. So The parlay odds are at minus 195, which is not terrible considering, you know, these are three favorites that I feel pretty confident about, you know, getting it down from minus 500 twice, minus 2000 to minus 195. What do you say? If we bet, you want to bet like $10 to win $512?
Yeah. I mean, we could bet. What if we put 25 on that part?
You're going to do 25. Okay. So yeah. 25 is going to net us 1280. So, you know, we're not, we'd be losing a little bit on this, but we got to feel pretty confident.
Yeah. But our payout is going to be what? 37 bucks or so. So yeah.
Yes, I'm terrible at math. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be good. I think that's the safest way to do those bets, because if we put individual money on Roxanne, we're making nothing.
Oh, there's nothing. Yeah, there's nothing to be had on that. Like, absolutely nothing. So, Carmelo Hayes and then Casey Squared. I'm just rolling with this name.
I love it.
It's what it's going to be. -195. So, we're betting 25 to win 1280, and then our payout is, what was it, 3780, right?
3780, yeah. That we're safe with. We might lose 50 bucks on Grayson Waller, but at least we're coming out with 37 bucks.
All right, so we've got $25 left. Where are we thinking on the tag team title match here? We want to, and then Dijak and Wesley. Are we betting anything on?
I mean, you want Gallus. I want New Day. How about we save $5 and we split the 20, and we each put 10 on our picks.
10 on Gallus. If we throw $5 on Chase U.
Yeah, why not? Yes. That's actually a good bet.
Pretty Deadly's gonna win, and we're just screwed.
Yo, I would be so tight.
We're screwed. Or
we split the 20 four ways. We give five on everybody.
Five on everybody. I mean, now let's do 10 on New Day. So we have New Day at +150. We're gonna bet 10 on them. So $10 bet on New Day at +150. Calculator here. $10 bet's going to get us 15 to win, payout of 25. It's not bad.
Not bad.
Okay. So, and 15 payouts. Let me actually show this on the screen here so people see and confirm of what I'm doing. All right, so the payout on this is five, and we're betting Gallus. They were at +100. Bet $10 on them to win 10.
Payout of 20.
Payout is 20. And we are going to, on Chase U, they were at +800. We are going to bet $5. This is all of our money at this point. Win. What's a $5 bet at +800? Calculator. $5 +800. We win $40.
Well, look at that.
Chase U.
So we make all the money back that we lost on Grayson Waller.
Yes. If they end up winning it. Yes.
Right, see, this is what we want, that. Michael Hickenbottom. Give us Grayson Waller and Chase U for the win.
-45. All right, so there we go. There's our bets. We have successfully spent Jimmy Van's fake $100 on everything. We will see if we end up with money or if we've lost it all, and we got to go back to ATM Jimmy. We didn't have a bet on Dijak and Wesley, but I do think there is some money to be made on Dijak at -300. Maybe a good parlay. Well, this is not what we're going with, but a good parlay might be Carmelo, Casey Squared, and Dijak. Dijak is the sort of iffy one, but I do feel relatively confident that he wins this match.
I do feel confident as well, because it would just be like, why did y'all bring him back to NXT to lose to Wesley? Like, what would be the reason to build him up for this title match and then have him lose at the Big Show? So, yeah, I think the safe one is if we were able to find a parlay with those three or four picks in those matches.
A parlay of -500, -500, -300. If you wanted to do, we've made our bets. We're sticking with these. But you know, we went Roxanne because that's a very safe pick. If you swap out Roxanne for Dijak and you bet $5 on that, you get $460 back. So better odds, obviously, with the -300 instead of the -2000 in there. If you wanted to go with Dijak instead of Roxanne. Well, there you go. I'm not mad at that if anybody wanted to bet that parlay as well. But this is what we're going with. We will see if we make any money or if we have spent all of Jimmy Van's fake money. SP3, I appreciate you doing this with me. Everyone watch NXT Vengeance Day, or don't. But you can watch it on the Peacock, the Cock, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern. We will have a watch along here on FightfulOverbooked.com. And I think that's all the housekeeping on everything. SP3, let them know the 5 million places they can find you at.
You can find me on the Twitter machine at True Heel SP3, YouTube channel True Heel Heat. Like Jeremy said, we got a preview over there where I'm with Romeo, who watches NXT week to week more closely than I do. So he'll probably have the better picks or predictions, even though he's the same guy that picked Naomi and Stone Cold in the Royal Rumble pick predictions. But hey, to each his own on that one. But I think he'll do better on NXT Vengeance Day. So check that out on the True Heel Heat YouTube channel. If you got dual screens, have the Fightful watch along. You can also have the True Heel Heat watch along. We'll do a watch along for Vengeance Day on Saturday, as well as Saturday, 11:05 a.m. Eastern Time, True Heel Heat 211. Myself, Miss Chrissy Love, special guest Nate Milton of Post Wrestling's NWA podcast. So check that out as well. You can see me here on this channel with True Rewind with myself, Romeo, Sober Guy JJ, going back in time to the Monday Night Wars. And of course, every Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time, FMC, me and Jeremy talking about anything but professional wrestling, mostly basketball, where I can get angry and say some preposterous stuff about how the NBA referees are against myself and the Los Angeles Lakers.
Speaking of betting, last night, hit on the Lakers-Knicks game, baby. I bet on Brunson to get 30 points. He shot that well. I bet on a LeBron triple double. I was feeling confident that LeBron would go triple double, and I hit on that one. So got some cash off of that Lakers and Knicks game
last You're night. Welcome. So, You're welcome. Yeah. See, the Lakers winning in my hometown of New York City. It was just meant to be for Jeremy to make money off of that. And also True Heel Heat Sports. We got a exclusive NBA podcast, Air Mamba / True Heel Heat Check, with myself and Chris G talking about the NBA. So check that out.
Everyone follow SP3. Follow him at True Heel SP3, and he will keep you up to date on all of his ventures in the content creating landscape. Guys, remember the odds are courtesy of betonline.ag. Please bet responsibly. And whether you're betting on wrestling or anything that you are betting on, just bet responsibly. All right.
And follow me at Fuller/Kylie.
Yes, I was going to say. Watch Tag Talk here on Fightful Overbooked every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern. You can follow Haley. You can follow Kylie. We have a new episode of New Japan Bread Club up right now. We have the premiere of Indeed, which will be premiering later on today. Or if you're watching this not on Thursday, it'll already be up on Fightful Overbooked. So go check out Indeed with Righteous Reg and Mike. We have Newsworthy. We have Coexisting with Rob and Maggie every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern. And the Watch Along on Saturday for NXT. We have Watch Alongs for all the major AEW, WWE, NXT, and I guess now just Wrestle Kingdom when it comes to New Japan events. I don't know if I can talk anybody to doing a Watch Along. Probably Battle in the Valley. We should do a Battle in the Valley Watch Along.
I mean, it's going to be on the same time as the Elimination Chamber, so.
Are they right? Really?
I think they're.
I thought they were different days.
No, it's the same day.
Oh, that's
February 18th.
Oh, I don't like that
maybe,
at all.
Maybe different times, maybe. Maybe it'll start at 8 p.m. Pacific because it's in San Jose. So it'll be after Elimination Chamber. Hopefully it's that, because if they're running at the same time, man, New Japan, that was an era.
Yeah. Okay. So Battle in the Valley starts at 10, it says, which still
probably be the last hour of Elimination Chamber.
SP3, why'd you do that to me?
I'm sorry. I'm the one that realized this for True Hill Heat, and I was like, wait, that's the same day.
Why'd you do that, SP3? That wasn't nice. Bye, everyone. SP3 just ruined my day. Bye, guys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.